Tuesday Shmooze, slotted me in to be the first speaker for the winter Zman. I think the last year, at least, my Shmooze was canceled or given by visiting Rosh Yeshiva. So I get now my once a year opportunity to have a shiur uploaded to YU Torah. So thank you very much. I want to talk about a few points, mostly related to the parasha. But the first point I want to speak about is a more general point related to the idea of Musar and studying Musar, learning Musar. Some people, Musar is like a bad word. They hear the word Musar and they cringe. What is this? Musar? Musar Shmooze. I'm out of here. Oh, it's like a bad word. It's true, Musar is a four-letter word, but Musar is, the Pasuk says in Mishle, Shlomo HaMelech, the Chacham Mikol Adam, tells us, Hachzeik b'Musar al Toyeh, means hold on to Musar, do not let go. Ki Nitzreha, guard it, for it is your life. So even though it's true that in the yeshivas you study a little bit the history of yeshivas and Yisrael Salanter, the Muslim movement, there was a great controversy about whether or not Muslims should be incorporated as something that is part of the regular schedule in yeshiva to learn Muslim. However, everyone agrees, Shlomo HaMelech says in this pasuk, even though it's felt maybe it doesn't need to be incorporated into the regular yeshiva schedule, do not diminish the significance and importance of Musar. Shlomo HaMelech writes, Hatzik b'Musar al-Toref, hold on to Musar, do not let go, Mitzrayel, guard it, ki hi chayecha, for it is your life. And the Vilna Gaon in his Perush on Mishlei writes as follows: Achoz es haMusar sheHischalta bo v'techazek es atzmecha. Hold on to the Musar that you have started with and strengthen yourself. V'techazek es atzmecha. Al Torah, do not let go. Afilu lefisha, even for a moment. Al Torah atzmecha min haMusar. Nitzreha, guard it. Ela adrabo, tosif tomid gedorim u'mitzvahs ala musar shlo tovo l'idei rifyon. You should always add on and take extra measures so that you not become weak. Why? Ki hi chayecha, for it is the key to your life. Writes the Gra, famous comment. Ki ma she'odom chay hu kedei lishbar ma shlo shobar ad heino me'oysay amida. The entire purpose of existence that a person is in this world is in order to change and break a negative trait that he has that he hasn't yet changed. Lokach tzorich tomid lehitchazek. Therefore, a person, says the Gra, has to continuously strengthen himself. V'em lo yitchazek, and if he does not continuously strengthen himself, what is the purpose of his life? This idea that a person has to have a regular study of Musar, to regularly learn Musar, to strengthen himself so that he does not become weak, so that he improves, changes his character, observes mitzvahs in a more meticulous manner, something that I saw a very interesting deal from one of my rabbein, the Moshe Shmuel Shapira Zatzal, in last week's parasha. It says in the beginning of last week's parasha, Parashas Noach, so the pasuk says, Ela told us Noach, this is the history or the offspring of Noach. Noach ish tzaddik. Noach was a righteous person. Tomei wanted to be the rights of Esther Elokim hisalich Noach. Noach walked together with Hashem. So Rashi comments and raises the question that by Avraham Avinu it says, Elokim Asher Salachti Lefono, the God that I walked before him. So why does it say here, Esa Elokim Esalach Noach? Noach walked together with Hashem, and by Avraham Avinu it says that he walked before God. Writes Rashi, Noach Hoyotzorich Sa'ad Vetomcho. Noach required support. Hashem needed to hold him up, to support him, so to speak, to be righteous. Aval Avraham Hoya Mischazek Umahalech B'tzidko Me'elov. Avraham Avinu, however, was a tzaddik on his own. Says in Rosh Shmuel, if you read Rashi carefully, Rashi says, Noach Hayotzorich Sa'ad L'Tonchol. Noach needed something to support him, to remain righteous. Aval Avraham Hoya Mischazek Mahalich B'tzidko Me'elov. It's not the pshat that Avraham Avinu, he was a tzaddik, he sat and learned, that's it, he didn't have to do anything else. Avraham Avinu Mischazek Mahalich Me'elov. Avraham Avinu also needed to be mechazek himself. He needed to strengthen himself. But the difference between Avraham Avinu and Noach was that Noach, Hashem strengthened him, Hashem supported him, whereas Avraham Avinu strengthened himself. Mischazek Mahalich Me'elov. But even Avraham Avinu needs continuous chizuk, needs to be mechazik himself. This is what the Gemara says in Brachis, that Avramit Beis and Beis. Avod Barim Tzvichim Chizuk. There are four things that need strengthening. Torah, Maisim Toivin, Tfilah V'Derech Eretz. And Rashi writes over there, these four areas, Torah, learning Torah, Tfilah, davening, Maisim Toivin, doing good deeds, Chesed, Derech Eretz, proper midos, these require chizuk, they require strengthening. Says Rashi, what does that mean? She yischazek odom bohem tomid b'chol kolchoy. Person has to continuously strengthen himself in these areas. If you don't continuously strengthen yourself in Torah, Tfilah, Chesed, Derech Eretz, you're going to fall. And this is essentially also the same idea that the Gra says in Mishlei on the Pasuk, Oirach Chayim Lemalo, Lemaskil, Lemansur Mishol Mato. So the Pasuk says, Oirach Chayim, the way of life is to go up, to ascend, Lemaskil, to a person who is a Baal Seichel, who is intelligent. Lemansur, so that he should avoid Mishol Mato, going down to the depths of Gehenna. Says the Gra, Ha'odam Nikra Hoylech. Man is called a walking being. The difference between man and a malach, who's greater? A human being or a malach? So the Pasuk says, I think it's in Zechariah, V'anino Sati L'cho Mahalchim Bein Ha'oyim B'ma'elech. But the Baruch Hu says to Zechariah Navi, I gave you the ability to walk between the people here that are standing. Who are those that are standing? The Malachim are standing. They may be on a high spiritual level, but they're stuck at that level. They're Omei. Whereas a person is a Mahalik. A person has the ability to go from one level to the next, to progress, to ascend. Says the Gra, if a person does not go up, he goes down. He doesn't remain stagnant in the same place. In lo yale lemalo yereit mato mato. He built the esher sheyamoi b'dar v'achas. It's impossible to stay on the same level. And therefore, says the Pasuk, oirach chayim lemalo lemaskil. A person who understands what life is about has to continuously strive to reach higher and higher. Because a person is a mahalik. He goes from one level to the next. And if you don't go up, you're going to go down. So this is the idea of the importance of learning Musar, of having an opportunity to continuously be mechazik yourself. And the Gemara is saying, Arba'at Dvarim Tzrichim Chizuk. These four areas require Chizuk. You have to try B'chol Kozvah, with all your strength, to be mechazik yourself, to strengthen yourself in these areas. And even Avraham Avinu needs to be mechazik. I wanted to talk about it a little bit in the parasha. We have at the beginning of this week's parasha, famous pasuk, the first, at least according to some, of the Asar Nesyonis, maybe the second. Vayomer Hashem el Avram, Lech Lecha. Hashem spoke to Avram Avinu when he said to him, Lech Lecha, travel for yourself, Me'artzecha, from your land, Me'artzecha, from your birthplace, from your father's house, to the land that I will show you. And Rashi says, Lech Lecha la'ana'oska l'tayvoska. Hashem promises Avraham Avinu that if you embark on this mission, you go and travel, try to seek out this land that I will show you, it will be good for you, for your benefit. You'll become a great nation, you'll have children, you'll become wealthy, people will admire you, they'll seek you out for blessings, they a bracha, you'll be a source of brachos. So the pasuk says, Lech Lecha, go for yourself. That's the pshat according to Rashi. But I think the Chassidish Svarim, maybe the Bali Musar as well, explain, Lech Lecha, you have to travel to discover yourself. You have to seek out and try to see yourself and figure out your kochos, realize your potential, your talents. So the Torah says, Hashem told Avraham Avinu to leave. Artzecha is land, Moiladetecha is birthplace, we base Avicha in his father's home. So the famous question on the pasuk is that it seems to be out of order. It seems to be, in fact, backwards. Where do you leave from first? Your country or your house? Parents' house. That's where you leave from first? Where are you living right now? Living with a person living at home with his parents. He wants to come now to learn in yeshiva in Israel. First he left his house, wherever he was living. Then he left the city. And he left the country. So why does it say over here, Avraham Avinu was told, Lech Lecha, you should leave. Me'artzecha, first leave your land. Then Me'artzecha, your birthplace. And then Me'beis Avicha. It's out of order, it's backwards. Second question on this pasuk. You look at the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel. Targum Yonasan ben Uziel, he interprets this pasuk. He writes, Va'amar Hashem la'Avram. Hashem said to Avram Avinu, Izeh loch me'aroch, leave your land, Isparish min yaldusach, separate from your childhood, from your family, from the place you were born, leave your father's house. If you look at Unklus, he just says, Izaloch me'aroch me'aldusach mi'beis avuch. There's one lashon used, one lashon of Yitzia. Izaloch, go. Targum Yonasan ben Uziel, for each of these tzivuyim, Lech Lecha me'artzecha. It's one tzivuy. Separate tzivuy. Me'artzecha. Me'artzecha. Mi'beis avicha zok the Targum. Each one is a separate tzivui. Easy loch me'aroch. Use a different expression. Separate, go from your land. Isparish min yaldusach. Separate from the place you were born. Puk, go out. Mi'beis avuch. Each one is a separate lashon of yitzia. What's the pshat that each one is a separate lashon of yitzia? That's the second question on this pasuk. Third question. You look at the Medrash. Medrash Rabbah on this pasuk. Medrash quotes the pasuk in Tehillim. Pasuk says, Shimi Bas says, this pasuk, Lech Lecha Me'artzecha, that Hashem said to Avraham Avinu, is connected to the pasuk in Tehillim that says, Shimi Bas Uri'i Ba'ati Ozneich, listen, my daughter, and see Pay attention. V'shichichi ameich u'beis avich. And forget your nation and your father's house. So what's the Medrash adding? What exactly is the Medrash adding to the Pshat here in this Pasuk? What's Pshat in the connection of the Medrash relates this Pasuk to the Pasuk of Lech Lecha Me'aretzecha? That's question number three. Question number four is, if you look at the Pesukim, the beginning of the Parsha, Pasuk Dalet, it says, Vayelech Avram, Kasher Diber Elav Hashem. Avram traveled, Kasher Diber Elav Hashem, as Hashem instructed him. Vayelech Ito Lot. And Lot went along with him. So why is there a difference in the language of the Pasuk? It says, Avram went, Kasher, Tzid, Kasher, Dibra, Elav Hashem. Vayelech Itoi Loit. Loit went along with them. And in fact, if you look later in the Sedra, so Loit is a very interesting character in the Sedra. On the one hand, we have Loit leaving in the beginning of this week's Pasha. Loit, Avram's nephew. He leaves together with Avram Avinu. He leaves behind his family, the people that they were with, and they're traveling together. Seemingly, Lot is part of Avraham Avinu's household. He's part of those that chose to join him on this journey because he believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Avraham Avinu. And yet later, in the parasha, Perek Gimel by Shlishi, it says that Lot also, the Gamla Lot, Hoyatzon, Bokar, Vaholim, he had a lot of cattle and tents. The Loinasa, Oysam, Haaretz, Lashavas, Yachtov, they weren't able to live together. They had a fight, the shepherds of Lot with the shepherds of Avram, over who has the rights right now to Eretz Yisrael. By he Riv, Ben Roya Mitne Avram, Ben Roya Mitne Lot. By Yemer Avram and Lot, Avram says to Lot, Al no Sihim Riva Ben Yim Echo, let's not fight. We're brothers, we're related, you're my nephew. Come on, it's the Fonecha, the whole land is before you. He poured them all out. Let's separate. If you go to the left, I'll go to the right. You go to the right, I'll go to the left. And then the Pasuk says, Vayisa Lot the Seinov, Lot raised his eyes, Vayaris Kolkikar Ayardain. And he looked out at the Jordan Valley. Kulo Mashke was luscious, beautiful valley. Before God destroyed that area of Sodom and Amorah, it was the most beautiful land. By Yivchal Loit, it's called Kikar Yarden. He chose to go there. By Yisa Loit Mikedem, and he traveled away from Avram Avinu, who was in the east. He went west. He went west. By Yipar Duish Me'alochit. That's the simple pshat in the pasuk. By Yisa Loit Mikedem. But Rashi quotes the Medrash. The Medrash says in that pasuk, "Vayisa loit mikadem." Says the Medrash, "Yisia atzmo mikadmeinu shaloyla." Lot removed himself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the Creator of the universe, the one who preceded the world. Oma iyevshi ba'avram loy ba'avram v'loy b'loyos. Not interested, says Lot, in having anything to do with Avram Avinu or with his God. And he leaves. So what's going on over here? How do we understand what happened to Lot? On the one hand, we're going to read in next week's parasha that when the Malachim come to Sodom, and in Sodom, if you do Achnasas Arkim, you invite guests, you get killed, capital punishment. Lot risks his life to host the guests. To be a person on a pretty high level, he's risking his life to do Achnasas Arkim. He left behind Ur Kasdim, he's traveling together with Avram Avinu, he left Charan with Avram, and yet, all of a sudden, we have in this week's parasha, after Shani, Lot is decided, he's running to Sodom. He's looking at what is available over there materially. He doesn't care about the fact that the people in Sodom are wicked. What happened over here to Lot? How do you understand what's going on with Lot? And if you look in the Medrash has a longer arichus On that pasuk that says, "Vayar vayisa loy daseino vayar es kol kikar yarden," Lot looked out and he saw this great area to live, the Jordan Valley. So the Gemara says, the Medrash says in this pasuk that it wasn't just that he looked over there and he saw, "Oh, this is a beautiful place to live." What did he see? These opportunities over there. He saw these great opportunities to do averis, gilui arayis, avodah zarah. He was going after averis. The Medrash has long arichus. And v'anshei soim roim v'chatoim l'Hashem. Roim elu leilu, chatoim gilui arayis. The people in Stein were doing the worst possible sins. And Lot over here, he's ready to go there. What's Chad? How do you understand what happened here with Lot? So I saw Chad to answer all these questions. Again, we have four questions. The first kasha was, why is the order of the pasuk? Me'ar tzecha, me'maylad tzecha, me'peis avicha. It should be Mibesa Vicha Moilad Vicha Me'artzcha. That was the first question. Second question was really an elaboration on the first. But if you look in Yonison Ben Uziel, he uses three different expressions for each of the places that Avraham Avinu was leaving from. So what are these three different expressions of leaving? That was question two. Question three is, it says, Vayelech Avraham Kasha Diber Eil of Hashem. Vayelech Itolo. Lot went with him. What was the difference between how Avraham Avinu went and how Lot went? Question four is, how do you understand this deterioration that took place to Lot, that he threw away being with Avraham Avinu and he went to Sodom, seemingly because they have good gashmias there, there's good food, but the Medrash tells us because there's a lot of averus over there that were available for him. What's Pshat in Lot? So Rav Shalom Shvadron Zatzal quotes Rav Leib Kassin, Mashkiach, Chevron Yeshiva. Rav Leib Kassin explained the following. He says, the Pshat is, that's true. Let's go back to the first question. When a person leaves and he's traveling from his house to go learn in Yeshiva in Israel, first he leaves his house, then he leaves his city, then he leaves his country. That's in a physical sense. Physically speaking, if you want to go from one place to another place, first you leave where you are located, immediately, your immediate surroundings, your house. Then you go ahead, you leave your city, then you leave your country. However, says the Leib Kassin, the Torah here is not talking about a Yetziah in the physical sense, going out from Choron, Teretz Kanaan. We're talking about Avraham Avinu coming to Eretz Yisrael, Teretz Kanaan, in order to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you look at the Ramban in the beginning of the parasha there, that were available for him. What's Pshat in Lot? So Shalom Shvadron Zatzal quotes the Leib Kassin, Mashkiach, Chevron Yeshiva. Leib Kassin explained the following. He says, the Pshat is, that's true. Let's go back to the first question. When a person leaves and he's traveling from his house to go learn in Yeshiva in Israel, first he leaves his house, then he leaves his city, then he leaves his country. That's in a physical sense. Physically speaking, if you want to go from one place to another place, first you leave where you are located, immediately, your immediate surroundings, your house. Then you go ahead and leave your city. Then you leave your country. However, says the Leib Kassin, the Torah here is not talking about a Yetziah in the physical sense, going out from Choron to Teretz Kanaan. We're talking about Avraham Avinu coming to Eretz Yisrael, Teretz Kanaan, in order to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you look at the Ramban, at the beginning of the parasha, discusses, if Hashem didn't tell Avraham Avinu where to go, why does it say, Vayetzu Boleches Arts of Canaan, Vayavoyu Arts of Canaan? Why did they set out for Eretz Canaan? Why did they set out to go to Eretz Canaan? They didn't know where to go. So the Ramban says,
And the Sforno says a similar idea. Ki Avraham Imo Rishoyna Yoda Ki Eretz Kenani Nachmas Hashem. Avraham Avinu knew that the place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world is Eretz Yisrael. Vehemen Ki Elo Eretz Asher Areko Yirmas Lo Eretz Kenan. Or like the Sforno says, Shoisam Ufursemes Etzlam Le Eretz Mucheness Le Hisboinus Ula Avoida Sokel Yisborach. Avraham Avinu knew that Eretz Yisrael is the ideal place to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be connected to Hashem, to be devoted to Avodas Hashem. That's why he set out to go to Eretz Canaan, to Eretz Yisrael. So if he's trying to leave from one place to another, not because he's just leaving one location, a physical location, but Avraham Avinu was trying to change himself. He was trying to connect. Then, when you talk about a Yetzirah and Ruchnius, a Yetzirah for the purpose of Ruchnius, first you have to leave the influences that you were with until now, the influences that are holding you back from being connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what's the easiest influence to leave from? Mentality. Okay, but it's not mamish you. How connected are you to the outside culture? Sometimes a lot. But it's not as much as the connection that you have to my latitude, to your family, based on Ifa, your father's house, how you grew up with. So says Leib Chasman. And really, if you look at in the commentaries, Mefarshim on the Medrash, the Eitz Yosef and the Marzu, they point this out, and that's the chat why the Medrash quotes that pasuk. It says, Shechichi Ameich, and then Beis Ovech, because it's easier to have the Yetzias HaNefesh in Beit Ameich, from your nation, and only afterwards be Beis Ovech. So says the Blake Chasman, and many others, the following basic idea. In order for a person to come close HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to get a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has to leave the Narishkeit behind. He has to separate himself from the negative influences that are holding him back. And the easiest one to overcome is the influences Me'artzcha, from the country that you grew up in. The next, which is more difficult, is Me'latitcha, the place that you were raised. And then Beis Avicha. And only then, if you leave behind these negative influences, will it be possible for you to come close and have a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Leib Chasman, that's the pshat and the difference, the lashon of the pasuk. Says, Vayelech Avraham, Kasher Diber Elam Hashem. Why did Avraham Avinu go to Eretz Yisrael? In order to fulfill the tzivui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lech Lecha, discover yourself. Become connected to me. Become Shaykh to Ruchnius. But why did Lot go? Vayelech Itay Lot. Lot went with Avraham. He didn't go for the same purpose. He went along. He went along with Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu is going. So I'm also going to go. But he didn't go for the same reason as Avraham Avinu. He wasn't motivated to go in order to get a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He went along. He also went. Meaning, therefore, he didn't leave behind all the garbage that he grew up with. And that's why, as soon as there was a situation where he was a little bit enticed, he saw Bayar, Sikar, Yad, Kula Mashke. So Lot's right there. He can't control it. Because he never left behind all the things that were holding him back. He didn't go because he wanted to have a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He went because Avraham Avinu went. And that's why Lot had this tremendous yerida. So we see from here that a person, if he wants to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has to leave behind the distractions, the negative influences, the things that are antithetical. Mispronounce that word. Antithetical. That are consistent with being connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And a lot of times, guys in yeshiva, they say to the Rebbein, I want to get into it. I want to enjoy learning. I really want it. But I'm just not feeling it. I don't know what it is. I'm not feeling it. Rabbi Yifra had a good schmooze on that last month. Pinchas says the following mashal. Pinchas says, there was once a very poor man in Yerushalayim. He was dirt poor. He barely had any money for any food at all. But he had a very wealthy uncle. And one day he heard that his wealthy uncle made a shidduch with another wealthy family, and they're going to make a wedding. It's going to be in the Ramada, or in the David Citadel, or Waldorf Astoria. So he's so excited. Wow, can't wait for this wedding. I'm finally going to get a great meal. It's going to be amazing. So he's planning, he's anticipating. My uncle's making a wedding, my first cousin. Finally, I'm going to get a good geschmacka meal. Okay, he's waiting, and there's no invitation. The invitation never came. It's finally the day of the wedding. He heard through the grapevine they're getting married. You know, there's no invitation. He's sitting at home. His fridge is bare. He has managed no food. He's starving. And he's waiting. Can't believe it. How can his uncle not invite him to this great wedding? It's going to be amazing. But it's already 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon. The wedding is called for 7. He's starving. He hasn't eaten all day long. No invitation. Doesn't know what to do. So he takes the 2 shekel that he has, runs up to the shuk, Machne Yehuda. He goes and buys himself a loaf of bread and a large onion, cuts up the onion, and he eats this loaf of bread with the onion, polishes it off. At least he's now not going to starve. He goes back home. He's at home. All of a sudden, there's a knock on the door, and it's a messenger. Your uncle wants to invite you to the wedding. Quick, come to the wedding. So, fine, he comes to the wedding. Meanwhile, he's stuffed. He already ate. They bring out the first course. Fish. Tastes it. Tastes like onions. Okay, so it's the second course. What will be the second course at the wedding? I don't know. Soup. Brings out the vegetable soup, or it's supposed to be chicken soup. Tastes like onions. They bring out the next dish, the meat, tastes like onions. They bring out the ice cream, tastes like onions. He comes up to his uncle, he says, you know, thank you very much for inviting me to this wedding. I really appreciate it, but something was wrong with the chef. Excuse me for telling you, but everything tasted like onions. I mean, even the chocolate ice cream tasted like onions. So his uncle says to him, of course it tastes like onions. You just ate a whole huge onion before you came over here. You expect to taste something else when you're tasting onions in your mouth. If what we have in our mouth is the taste, the geschmack of movies, fantasy sports, I just got a whole shiur on it this morning, or I don't know what, you fill in the blank, what your geschmack is. How do you expect to get a geschmack in Teufis? Or the Rambam, or the Chaim. How do you expect? It's impossible. You're eating onions all day. You have to throw away the onions. Put it away. At least, morning Seder. You have a Seder. Not so much fun. You have pre-shift. Come down 10 o'clock to 11:45. It's not possible to go an hour and 45 minutes without pulling out a phone and I don't know what, looking for this, looking for that, videos. If that's what you're tasting, that's what you get geschmacken. How are you going to get a geschmacken learning? If you get a geschmacken learning, it's a nice niglet. You got a geschmacken learning. You're eating onions all day. So that was the first you said, Avraham Avinu realized. You have to put away the narishkeit. Na'atzecha, v'latatecha, v'peisavicha. You got to get rid of it if you want to reach your destination. Yitzul Olechas Arzuknan, Vayobur you Arzuknan. Says they left to go to Eretz Canaan, and they came to Eretz Canaan. So Shon Shalon asks, well, I should go ahead. So the Kiddush wanted to go to New York, and he came to New York. Well, where else was he supposed to go? He got on a flight that says New York, Tel Aviv. Tell him in New York. Or he's going to end up in Bangkok? New York, Tel Aviv. Tell him in New York. What does it mean? By gate to the left of Zetsknan, by the door you are to stop. Says the Pshon Shadron. The Pshad is, they came to Eretz Canaan because of how they left. They arrived at their destination based on how they left. They had a certain objective, a goal. They actually came and achieved that objective. By your goal, you ask. Avraham Avinu's objective, as we were medayik from the Sforno, was to go to Eretz Canaan, as it says, Shehoisam ufursemes etzlam la'oretz muchanes lehisboinus la'avoidas okel yisbora. Avraham Avinu, he wanted to be a better Eved Hashem. The best place to be in Eved Hashem is in Eretz Yisrael. He wanted to close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He had that goal. So he actually arrived there. Whereas Lot, he went along, but he didn't leave anything else behind. And that's why Lot had a tremendous yirida. Person can only, he had a certain goal. He all had a goal. He came to Yeshiva. The goal is the same goal as Avraham Avinu. It's to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To be an better Eved Hashem. We don't keep our focus on what our goal is and try to achieve it, we're not going to reach it. Just want to close with one last word. Back in Parashas Noah, it says, after Noah came out of the table, Vayochel Noach Isha Adoma Vayitaker. Noah began and he planted a vineyard. So Rashi, Chazal, are troubled by the language of the pasuk. Vayochel Noach. What does it mean Vayochel? Translation is, he began. It could have said, the Noach, Natokeren. What does it say, he began? Could have just said, Hischil, I don't know, different Russian. It could have used a different expression. Why does it say Vayochel? So Chazal say, Rashi quotes it, Oso Atzmoy Chulin. He made himself mundane. He should have started with some other form of planting, of building the world. Noah's coming out to rebuild the world after the world's been destroyed. The first thing he does, he plants grapes. Why? Because what can you get from grapes? You can get wine. You can get whiskey. I don't know. You can get good stuff. Right? Get good stuff. It'll be a good chill. So, that was the first thing he began. But the Mefarshim asked, but Lamaisa, you need grapes. You need grapes for Nesachim. God is bringing Karbonis. So maybe he meant it L'Shem Shemayim. You need these grapes to bring Nesachim. What's the Tefillah on Noah? So Rabbi Ruchim says, it's Medayim L'Loshna Rashi. Rashi says, Shehoyeloi, Lashoi, Tchila, B'Netiyah Keres. Something else should have been first. It's true, you can do good things with grapes, good things with wine. You can do good things with wine. However, this is not the first thing you plant. Just the whole world was destroyed. The first thing you plant is wine, which is like something that's a luxury, it's moisturous. You should plant wheat. Plant something else. Why is this the first thing you're planting? So Rabbi Ruchim says, and here we see, that's what Rashi's saying to Yisoy. A person can go from Noah Ish Tzadik to Ish Adoma, Nasa Chulin, he became mundane. Why? Because of what he started with. What did he start doing when he left the table? He started with something that was inappropriate. Where are your priorities? Noah. Where are your priorities? This is what you start with. Da'ita Karem, Nasa Atzmai Chulin. Rabbi Ruchim says, from here we see, the significance of beginning, of haskalah. Everything depends on how you begin. It's like when you plant a tree, Rabbi Ruchman says. You take the seed, plant it in the ground, and now the tree begins to grow. Now if, when you planted the seed was spoiled, it was rotten, it's not going to grow. But if you plant a good seed, then even if you have trouble later with the tree, you could trim it a little bit, you could do other things, pull up, do actions which will fix it and keep it on track. But the main thing is the haskalah. Baruch Hashem, we have now haskalah, the new zman, to keep in mind the lessons in Parashas Lech Lecha, in Parashas Noach. The haskalah should be a proper haskalah, you should focus. What's our objective for this year? What's our objective for this zman? What are our goals? How are we going to achieve these goals? And it won't be possible if we're eating onions all day.